Warning, this podcast will challenge your thinking. Welcome to Business Problems Solved. In this podcast, we help you solve your business problems by providing real examples and practical approaches to make today better than yesterday. Introducing your host, the multi-sector, self-professed, most improved improvement person and qualified business problem solver, Lee Horton.
Hey, it's Lee. Welcome to Business Problem Solved. Today, I want to talk to you about something that I believe will genuinely help you in all of your interactions, especially if you're a leader of people and or a leader of change. How many interactions are you in with other people every single day, whether those be personal or whether those be professional interactions? I've recently been listening to Super Communicators by Charles Duhigg, and some of the things that he said inspired me to think more deeply on what it was that he was sharing. I want to share with you one of those things as well. But I've also been inspired by the group of people that I'm working with currently, because that group of people are forcing me to think more deeply on things. So I'm currently supporting the change team, and this change team are challenging me to think deeply about how I do what I do, why I do what I do, and what I do. So my thoughts are being challenged in a really positive way that's forcing me to distill the mental models that I go through that allow me to do what I do in the way that I do it. And then we share them and we have a talk about them, and it's a really, really reflective experience for me, which I'm absolutely grateful for. So in Charles Duhigg's book, Super Communicators, he says that people, when they are in an interaction or a conversation with somebody, they typically want one of three things. They want to be heard, they want to be helped, or they want to be hugged. And this happens in every single interaction that you have or conversation that you have with people. But when we think about, if we think about leadership coaching, or think about any form of coaching, the relationship between a coach and a coachee is often started by a contracting experience where they share how they will work together, what to expect from each other, what to do if something's not working, how they will give feedback. They really define the boundaries of that relationship. So in each interaction, they know what they will get from either the coach or what to expect as a coachee, and what they will get from a coachee and in terms of how they will work together. And that really just clarifies and sets the expectations or the boundaries for that relationship going forward. But every day when we have a conversation with people or with anybody, we don't have a contracting conversation to understand how the following conversation is going to happen. It's just not something that we do. And we might go into some of the conversations really not understanding what the other person wants from that conversation. And I'm not saying you need to start every conversation saying, what do you want from this conversation? But just thinking about it, and thinking about it with this lens that Charles Duhigg introduced, might help you tailor your approach to build more connection with the people that you're talking with. So he says there's three H's, heard, helped, and hugged. You're in a conversation, you either want to be heard, you want to be listened to, or you want to be helped, you want some action, you want some advice, you want some decisions, or you want to be hugged, you might want some care, empathy, emotional support. And whatever you go into that conversation wanting requires the listener to give you something different. And some people are not emotionally, others want other things, or different people want different things from us. So maybe having the heard, helped, and hugged lens could help you in your interactions. So for example, that if you, as a speaker, if the person that's speaking wants to be heard, then you need the listener to actively listen and not interject. If you want to be helped, you need the listener to offer action, advice, and decision. You want them to ask questions, to understand and clarify. And they shouldn't just listen, because you want action to come from it. And if, as a speaker, you want to be hugged, then you need others to care demonstrate that they care, show that they care, empathise, provide emotional support. And this is why I think it's really important to understand what the speaker actually wants from the conversation. And if you're more aware of that, then it can help you have a positive interaction. I have been in a number of interactions with people in my life when, on reflection, they have wanted to be heard, but I've naturally wanted to help them. So they might just be speaking about everything that they've done during that day, the issues, the challenges, the frustrations that they've had, just a complete download of their day. And my nature is to try to help first. And so I might interject and share what I think that's gone wrong and the reasons why and what they could do different next time. But they just want to be heard. And so I've not connected with them in this conversation. So they'll not feel listened to. And so it will degrade the level of connection that we have in that moment. And truly, we need to connect with people. So if we're going to connect with people, we've got to understand what they want and how we need to be to give them what it is that they want. So yeah, so the three H's: heard, helped, and hugged. If you can understand what the speaker wants, then it might help you be a better listener, and vice versa. And then the second thing I want to really talk about is, who are you? And does everybody know who you are? Because what are our different identities and how we show up can absolutely influence the outcome in the conversations as well. So somebody that I'm coaching currently, when we did the contracting and the getting to know and gaining entry part of the process, we got to know each other, different things about each other, young families, training for events, and then the business challenge that they needed to overcome. So those three lenses, those are the three identities that I've explored with this person, and they've explored with me. So it gives us three separate things that we can connect on and talk about at any point of the day. But sometimes I see people being very restrictive of their identity and only showing or showcasing the identity of maybe the particular grade that they are in the organisation. But if you think about our identities, we are made up of all sorts of different identities that make us. I am a parent, I am from Chorley, I am a leadership and change coach, I am bald, I support Liverpool, I've had a bounce castle business, I've DJed. All of these different things are what make up me. And I post on regularly on social media, I've got a podcast, I've self-published 5 children's books. All of these things make up me as a whole, but dependent upon the conversation that I'm in, I show different parts of my identity. So when you think about your identity and the person that you're speaking to, I've come up with this I guess spinning top analogy. And if you were to have this eight-sided, this octagon-sized, this octagon shape, and you wrote your main eight identities on it, or what you identify, how you identify, and then you spun it, and wherever it landed, would it connect with the person that you're talking to? And how many of their identities are they showing up to you? So how can you really connect with somebody if you only see one identity? But more importantly, how can you connect with people if you only share one identity? Because you're expecting them to connect to that one identity that you are sharing to them. So how can you be more vulnerable and share more with others? So who are you, and how will your identity help or hinder the conversation that you're having? Who do they see you as, and who do you see you as, and how are you turning up in that conversation? So which identity will you show? Which identity of others will you see, and how can you share and see more? That is a genuine challenge. And I think when we've got connection with others and we understand people and we take time to get to know people, then we get to understand some of those identities. It's like if you watch football or any form of sports, there might be 50,000 people in a stadium. And in that stadium, you'll have men, you'll have women, you'll have different race, different religion, you'll have different different wealth. You'll have all sorts of people with all sorts of different identities. But as soon as they put that club shirt on, they will all have something in common, irrelevant of wealth, irrelevant of race, irrelevant of age, irrelevant of gender. They've all got an identity that they can connect on. As soon as they get out of the stadium and take the football top off, and they'll get into, somebody might get into a BMW and somebody might get into a Fiat Punto, and then if a Fiat Punto pulled up alongside a BMW, what identity or what will the perception be of the BMW driver, of the Fiat Punto driver? But 20 minutes ago, they were getting on. 20 minutes ago, they had the same or connected identity, so they could all sing together, chant together, they could potentially have a laugh together, they could talk about the game together. So which identity do you show? Which identity should you show? How can you show more of yourself? And which identity of others and the people that you're speaking to will you see? And how can you share and see more? And I think it comes down to those three H's that we shared at the start of this conversation, but also our ability to connect with other people. If you remember back probably a couple of years ago now, when I went on the stand-up comedy course and I shared the three most important lessons in stand-up comedy, we often start with our material. We often start with the jokes. We often start with our tools, our techniques, our elements. We often start with that stuff. That's not how we connect with people. The most important thing in stand-up comedy is connection and how well the comedian connects to the audience. The most important thing in your conversations is how well you can connect to the other people, or to the other person. And that comes down to whether you understand what they want from the conversation, and are you turning up in a way to provide that and help them with that. But then also, what does your idea, how are you turning up as you, which identity you're showing, and which identity are they showing and sharing as well? How can you expose more identities in others? How can you understand what they want from a conversation? And how can you better connect with the people that you're talking to? That's what I wanted to chat to you about today. Have yourself an amazing, amazing week, and I look forward to chatting next.
Thanks for listening to Business Problems Solved. You can contact Lee on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter by searching for Lee Horton, the Business Problem Solver, or via visiting www.leehorton.com for more content and to solve your business problems. And remember, saying you know how to do it is not doing it.